everybody has been very excited for the new movie about the Gucci family called House of Gucci. This is the one that is, it's a Ridley Scott film. It's starring Lady Gaga, Adam Driver, and Jared Leto. And, you know, we've been following the whole thing along, like when the first shooting and they released the first stills and it was like, there was Lady Gaga in this snowsuit with this big hat. And there was Adam Driver looking like weird with the glasses and his hair to the side. And we were like, oh, this, they're really in character. This movie's going to be awesome. So the first thing we hear is that Jared Leto, from people that have already seen the movie, Jared Leto sounds like Mario.
Like, right.
Mario Kart, like from, you know, hey, Luigi, like that, you know, really
like a
cliche.
Bad, cliche.
Yeah, like
Italian.
A bad Italian accent. That's the first thing that we heard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's come out is that the actual family, the Gucci family, who this movie is about, are really not happy. They hated it. They got like an early cut of it. They are so angry about this movie. They are considering suing Ridley Scott and suing the production company.
Yeah, how can you even call it Gucci without them suing you?
Well, because the story's out there. It's a famous story. In fact, like right now, the ID channel is running the story of the Gucci family and what actually happened. And the character that Lady Gaga is playing, Patrizia Reggiani, she's in the documentary on the ID channel talking about her experience and talking about her story and what happened to her. So here's the thing that they're upset about. First, they're upset that the production of the film did not bother to consult any of them before writing Aldo Gucci, the president of the company for 30 years. This is the one that Al Pacino plays in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they say that he is portrayed, the whole family is portrayed as thugs, ignorant, and insensitive to the world around them, which they said is really not true. They were incredibly generous and not insensitive, and they were a lovely family and all this other kind of stuff, who ended up killing each other. They also didn't like that Patrizia, the lead, basically the Lady Gaga character, was portrayed as like a woman who finally made it, this male-dominated, male-chauvinist society. That's really far from the truth also. So they didn't like that either. Like, they took a lot of Hollywood license with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
When the story of this woman hiring these hitmen to allegedly, not allegedly, she was put in prison for it, to kill her husband, is a real story. Like, there's enough of a story there. You don't need to come up with all the other BS.
I know, but it's not a documentary. It's a Hollywood movie. So they're going to take liberties with the story itself.
Right.
So if it was a Gucci documentary, then I can see them having a problem, but it's not. It's a movie.
Most Americans are not going to go back and read all the books about the Gucci family. They're not going to watch the documentary on the ID channel. They're not going to investigate themselves. They're going to watch this movie and think that's how the Guccis are. That's how they were. And, you know, think about if it were you. Look, I'm not defending the Guccis. They made a shit ton of money.
Yeah, and they still are.
They're still making a ton of money. I don't feel bad for them at all. But I do see their point in terms of the fact that the movie is about them and they weren't asked. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're a public figure, tough shit. You know, like, one day somebody's going to make a movie about Lady Gaga and she's not going to have any say in it whatsoever.
Right.
If you make a movie about somebody, they're not going to tell you the real story. They're not going to tell you all the crappy shit they did. They're going to make it sound like it's all somebody else's fault. They were the victim. Their life was so fabulous. They're not going to tell you the real stuff. And that's going to be a very boring movie.
And so, that's why Hollywood does what they do to a movie. And they change it to make it a movie.
Right.
And they're a family that charges $1,200 for a T-shirt.
Right.
The thing I like about it is they say there's a whole 2-minute sex scene with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So this is, now I want to watch the movie. Before, I didn't want, I could care less.
Yeah.
To watch the movie. If it comes on my TV, I'm going to fast forward to the good stuff.
Yeah. And you know, she's going to make it hot because she's really good at, like, if you've ever seen her perform, if you've ever seen her on stage, she's really good at, like, she's very in touch with her body. She's one of those few singers who has the gift of acting. Like, she is one of those great performers that comes like once in a lifetime. Like Adele's an amazing singer. Taylor Swift is an amazing singer. Neither one of them can act. Lady Gaga, whatever it is, she has all of it. She has the charisma. She has the looks. She has the talent. She is one of the few, like if we still had the studio system, they would glom onto her immediately and pay and just keep throwing cash at her. You know, so one of the other issues that the family had was that Patricia Gucci was saying that they have stolen her identity and stolen the identity of the family to make a profit. So Ridley Scott talked to the BBC and said, yeah, no, you have to remember that one Gucci was murdered. Another went to jail for tax evasion. So you cannot be talking to me about making a profit. As soon as you do any of that stuff, you become part of public domain and it's, you know.
100%. And
game on.
There wouldn't be TV shows like The Crown if you wouldn't take some liberties with the real story.
That's a good point. Right. You remember the royal family took some issue with a lot of the storylines, but then again, we'll never really know the real story. I mean, some of the stories in The Crown came from people who were there, who were there, you know, and who told their version of the stories. That's all we got. But you know what's really interesting? I don't know if you read this, but Lady Gaga actually lived as she talked with an Italian accent for a long time. Like as she was prepping for the film, she talked with nothing but an Italian accent the entire time she was prepping before she even stepped foot in front of a camera for the first time on the movie set.
That's actor bullshit. That's complete. It's like the guy that played Lincoln was you only could address him as Lincoln. The whole time. So you can't tell me that wasn't annoying as shit to everybody around her.
Daniel Day-Lewis you're talking about?
Yeah, he was in, you had to say President Lincoln when you talked to him. That's a douchebag move. You know what? You're playing an actor. You're playing a make-believe game. You can turn it on and turn it off.
Right. Try acting.
Exactly. Then that tells me you're not a good actor. If you got to stay in that persona the whole time, then you're not good at turning it on, turning it off. Go to Broadway and you see those people turn it on and turn it off all day long.
Yes, that's a good point. They don't spend the day as anti-MAME and then get on stage like they've been anti-MAME all day.
Exactly. They're not going to McDonald's and ordering something as that person.
Right. That's a very good point.
Because you know what? She writes music. She sings songs. That's what she's good at. She's not first and foremost an actor. She's first and foremost a musician. You know what? Go on stage. Go on stage, do a couple concerts. That's what you're good at.